Recorded Books presents Deceiving the Dark Duke, Volume 1, by Josephine Moss, narrated by Jolene Kim. Chapter 1. The Day the Princess Died. The day Lily Nova died started poorly. She nearly ran headfirst into her father at the foot of the stairs first thing in the morning, and King Scarfone said something scathing in reply. Lily Nova had already been bowing and apologizing before breakfast. Her father's script changed, but the message always stayed the same. "Why are you causing problems for me on purpose?" Lily Nova was a proper princess. She played music daily, drew, read, and spent most of her time, all of it, in the tower. She had been playing one of her mother's melodies that morning when she saw her father, so she reasoned that maybe that was what had set him off. Thankfully, Countess Dorothea had arrived 3 days prior with a gift for Lily, an instrument called an ocarina. Lily was already proficient, as instruments of all types had become her constant companions, but she hadn't felt the pull of its music and returned quickly to her. In her tower, she felt the catch of song. Countess Dorothea said inspiration swept great composers away sometimes, and when Lily Nova became spellbound by the music, the words she sang to the rafters rang clear and true. Lily Nova was loudest when she was safely tucked away from the rest of the Tresterville court. Her room was removed enough that she felt, even if only briefly, that she was free to let her voice carry and be heard. Not, of course, that anyone ever listened. As always, when echoes of her final notes faded and Lily Nova darted forward for pen and parchment, the song was gone. Poof. What was the point of inspiration if there was no way to remember her masterpieces? Lily Nova pushed the lute aside and lay back in her bed, closing her eyes against the beautiful chandelier and the pleasant mid-afternoon daylight. She covered her ears to blot out the birds singing in the lush gardens outside and the sounds of life in the castle going on as usual without her. And because of that, she missed the sounds of the first clash of swords and the splintering of the gate. It happened so fast. Lily Nova's door slammed open, and Countess Dorothea and two guards leapt into the room. "You sang that they would come," Dorothea said shortly before pulling her by the arm out of her room. "They're on our doorstep. Come." Through the castle, past the great hall, where the sounds of battle finally registered to Lily Nova's confused senses, and out the servant's door they fled. Dorothea didn't have to tell Lily Nova what had happened. Her father had been expecting an attack from their neighbors in Nielsland for almost as long as Lily Nova had been alive. Lily Nova had eavesdropped enough to know that the Dark Duke of Nielsland brought death, and possibly dark magic, down on anything under his influence. He was a beast of a man, 7 feet tall with eyes that burned like coals behind his armored helm. He ate children, possibly, or maidens. Lily Nova was lost in these thoughts as Dorothea brought her to the stables where her father's horse was being tacked up in its finery. King Scarfone was already there, his back to her as he spoke to his generals. The crest of Tresterville's crossed axe and sword were stitched in gold across the white shield on his blue cloak. The silver eagle's wings above it gleamed at her ominously as he gestured his orders to his men. Lily Nova had no choice but to wait helplessly as people and horses swarmed around her. Finally, as if noticing her presence for the first time, the king turned to face his daughter. "The Dark Duke is here," he told her, which was the longest stream of words he'd spoken without censure in weeks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?